and good afternoon. Hope everybody is having a great Wednesday, the 24th of June. This is the 24th of June Wednesday edition of Born on the 4th of July, and this is your guest host filling in for the most able host, Barbara Jean. It's my pleasure to be on the air today and to continue the discussion we've had the last 2 days concerning a very important and vital subject matter, and that is the planned forced vaccination of every man, woman, and child in America under the disguise of a natural, which is not a natural, pandemic flu. To bring this point home even more, we need to explore other areas of historical controversy, okay? Areas that I personally have raised the warning voice, one of which was the introduction of the vaccine for something called the human papillomavirus, the HPV virus that has been linked to cervical cancer in women. And we're going to be getting into this with both feet today for the next hour and into the second hour as well. I have a very special guest who's lined up some victims, if you will, of this vaccine. We'll hear their personal stories today on this show. My guest today is a lady named Cynthia Janik, and she's formed an incredible new organization internationally, and it's called the International Coalition of Advocates for the People. What a wonderful title. So, Cynthia, are you with us today?
Oh, yes, I am, and thank you so much for having me on your show.
It's my pleasure. Listen, we have a very short introduction here, and then we'll go into the meat of it. Just give us a real brief opening statement, if you would, Cynthia, about what your organization is all about and who you are.
Okay. My organization, what it's all about, it's about positive change for positive people. What we're looking at trying to do is that there are a lot of issues out there. It's like, you know, the HPV vaccine right now is an issue. But besides all these issues, there are no real problems. There's only solutions. And we're trying to bring forth positive solutions to what is going on in the world today, like our environment. Let's look at the economy. We want to see the small business owners that are going to drive this economy back to where it should be. We're pro-small business. It's things like that. It's about let's create positive solutions.
Let's not look so much at what's wrong with America. Let's look at some positive forces that we can use to put the ship back on track. That's a wonderful idea, wonderful concept. And you have a great website. Let's go ahead and give that out for the listeners to take notice of. It's www.i-international-c-for-coalition-a-for-advocates-p-for-the-people, right?
Yes.
i-c-a-p.org. I just invite the listeners to write that down. Get on the website as we speak and see what you think about it. And of course, we'll take your questions and calls as we get into the program. I'm sure you're going to want to know this information. If anybody listening has teenage daughters or know of people that have teenage daughters, get them on the phone. Call them. Tell them to listen to this most important information. Fantastic, Cynthia. Hang on, and we'll get right into this in the next segment. Again, this is Born on the 4th of July. This is Dr. A. Truon.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat, and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Hi, this is Tom DeWeese, inviting you to join us for the 10th Annual Freedom 21 National Conference in Oklahoma City, August 13th to 15th. Our keynote speaker is G. Edward Griffin, author of The Creature from Jekyll Island. You will also meet Chuck Baldwin, Gun Owners of America President Larry Pratt, a host of state legislators hot on the heels of the fight to preserve state sovereignty. And you will learn all the details behind the coming international ID and how the MEAC report fits in. Property rights, privacy rights, education, and the assault on natural health care, all will be discussed at Freedom 21. And John Stadmiller of RBN will be helping me co-host the event. You can register for the full conference or for just a day. We also offer a very special student rate. For more information, go to www.freedom21.org or call my office at 540-341-8915. The leaders in the fight to preserve our freedom are gathering in Oklahoma City this summer. I hope you'll join us at the Freedom 21 National Conference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
And we're back. This is Dr. H. Ruat. Because you can handle the truth, Republic Broadcasting Network is here. And we are going to be presenting a lot of very important facts. Facts which are, of course, truthful. You can't have facts any other way, right? With us again is Cynthia Janik. Cynthia, go ahead and expand upon your goals and visions for your group, the International Coalition of Advocates for the People. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, what we would like to accomplish, and this is in regards to, let's say, the health and welfare of the people. We want to see that to improve because, you know, things are just happening. You know, that we have so many children that are now obese. We have asthma. We have allergies. We know that with positive changes, we can improve the health and well-being of everybody that's out there. As far as the environment, there are so many things that can be done if we all work together to promote better care of our environment, because our water, just not so many months ago, a report came out to tell us what kind of chemicals that were in our water. I mean, we're drinking antidepressants every day if we don't filter it properly. But you're looking at the economy, like I mentioned, the small business owners. That, I believe, is what's going to drive our economy back to where it should be, because if we support the small business owners, then they'll be able to hire more people will be working, and then you have the cycle of prosperity happening again, just like when this country was founded. And there's a lot of other issues, but the uniqueness behind the organization is that pretty much we're all singing the same song, but to a slightly different tune. What I want to do is I want to bring all these organizations together, let's say like the MS organizations, the Sierra Club, the autism community, because we all want positive change, whether it be for the environment, for health and wellness, education. Bring us all under one umbrella. Let's address one issue at a time and go to our legislators and say, hey, we would like to see some positive changes for the people. And instead of, let's say, one organization goes and they can say, well, we have 5,000 members. Well, that's fine. They'll listen to you. But if you can go to a legislator with 3, 5, 10 million members, they will take note and say, wow, we didn't realize this many people were interested in this issue. And then we address one issue, one at a time.
Well, fantastic. Absolutely correct. And I'm all for that. And I would dare say anybody listening to the show would have to be for that as well. So many times individuals, Cynthia, get to feel unempowered, like their voice doesn't matter. And it's even worse when you have representatives that you elect thinking they're going to represent you in Congress or your state, and they just seem to sell out to special interests and big money all the time. But you're right. Where there's strength is strongest in numbers.
It's the right
adage. You can break one stick, but try breaking a whole big bundle of them. It's very difficult.
Right. And the thing of it is, if you look through past history and you look at the great movements of history, how did it get started? It was one average person who saw the issue and decided, I'm going to step out of my comfort zone and do something. And that's what I did when I created this organization. I stepped out of my comfort zone and I said, you know what, we need some positive changes. And this is the first time in history, and I will have to thank the now President Obama, because his whole campaign was about change. And people around the world now want positive change. They want a future for their children.
They want change. They want positive change, but they don't want empty rhetoric.
Correct.
They don't want people talking about change but doing nothing about it. And you're to be commended for making it happen. And I think this is a fantastic first step in the right direction. Thank you again
for your work
there. Let's focus though on the one of the primary areas of change. And you know, and this is widespread, like I said in the opening introduction. The focus that I wanted to have this week of shows is to kind of show that just because Big Pharma says through advertising and billions of dollars spent in ads and lobbying, okay, just because they say a vaccine or any drug is safe does not necessarily mean it is accurate, okay? Now,
mm-hmm.
let's look at one glaring example of this, and that is the Merck company's human papillomavirus vaccine called Gardasil, okay? Now, for those listeners that may not be aware of this, let me just give some statistical backgrounds, okay? And, Cynthia, you just feel, if you need to jump on in, please do so.
Oh, I will.
Okay. I'm gonna quote some statistics from the American Cancer Society given in 2005, okay? Now, they broke down in their annual report, which was written actually in 2006, but it was on 2005 statistics. In the female population of America, there was 662,870 reported cancers, okay, new cases of cancer. Of that 662,870, there was a whopping 10,370 cases of cervical cancer. 10,370 cases. Now, do the math. That comes out to 0.15% of all cancers. Now, if you add in the male population, of course, it drops down to about 0.6%, but we're talking about a female situation here, okay? Now, the point being, the actual cases of cervical cancer that's tied to the human papillomavirus, it gets even more amazing. Of the 10,370 cases of cervical cancer, there was just over 3,000 deaths tied to that. Now, that's a lot of people. Don't get me wrong. Every person's important. But of those 3,000 deaths, the vast majority were in women over age 55 with other linking problems, okay?
And there's another statistic with that.
Go ahead.
Is that the majority of women that ended up with cervical cancer did not go in for a yearly Pap test after the age of 25.
Very good. And let me give you, on that statistic, here is what is compiled again. But this is the American Cancer Society, that between the years, let me find this specific thing here, between 1955 and 1992, cervical cancer deaths, as you said, actually dropped 74%. Why? Because they credited it to the routine Pap smear to get early detection. All right? So here's the point we're making. You have a virus that's linked to a very small percentage of cancer and very, very small percentage of cancer deaths suddenly in the limelight. And when you see the advertisements promoting the vaccine called Gardasil, it has led the average lay person to believe it is a cancer vaccine. It is a cure for cancer. I can't tell you how many people I have talked with that were so excited to get their young children, their young girls, lined up for the cancer prevention shot. Holy mackerel. They'd had no idea what was really being done here.
Yeah.
Now,
well, the people that I've talked to, you know, mentioning the ads, in the beginning, there were so many. I mean, you saw an ad at every commercial break. A lot of the people I talked to thought that the cervical cancer was almost like a pandemic.
Yeah.
And that's why they lined up to get their daughters protected. The numbers were never given. Statistics were never given.
Yeah. How much did the shot cost on the average? Do you have any idea on that?
On the average, it was anywhere from $130 to $150 for one shot. The average was like $360 for the series.
Yeah.
And in the beginning, that was out of pocket.
Yeah. Plus, of course, the doctor's visits were usually added on top of that.
Yeah, so you can add another $45. You could be looking at $400 or $500 just for the three-shot series.
And I don't have the statistics on hand as to how much money has already been made.
I haven't been able to find that one out either.
Yeah, I've tried. That's kind of closely guarded right now. But let's estimate that it's $500 million. I think that's pretty accurate. I did pull up the information that's now available widely on Merck's product called Vioxx, and that's an amazing situation there. We need to just kind of explain what happened with that and the subsequent investigation, because that's still getting Merck a black eye, and rightfully so, because here's what happened. On March 11th of this year, 2009, a man named Scott S. Rubin, who was the former chief of acute pain at the Bay State Medical Center in Springfield, Massachusetts, publicly revealed that the 21 studies that he himself had authored for the showing the efficiency and the efficacy of Vioxx were, get this, fabricated. Okay? Completely and totally fabricated. And so the ongoing saga continues. At what point should this big, giant pharmaceutical company be held.
An important part of healing in youth involves your body's ability to create proteins at a rate faster than your body is breaking down. The process of creating proteins is orchestrated by amino acids and repair proteins, both of which become deficient in the typical person's body the older they get, so that by age 40, the rate of repair has declined enough that the effects are very noticeable to most people. Chrysalis is a liquid spray nutritional supplement that supplies the body an essential repair protein. By taking Chrysalis, you can potentially improve your overall rate of repair. This product is reported to have a profound track record of success. People frequently report deeper sleep, more energy, better mood, aches and pains going away, loss of body fat, gray hair reversing, vision improvement, and much more. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Go to learnthesecretstoyouth.com. That's learnthesecretstoyouth.com or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
My children were very disrespectful. They were defiant. The results from the total transformation were almost immediate. The children stopped arguing.
Is your child disrespectful and defiant with you about everything? Are they arguing with you constantly and having problems in school? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
They have become very task-oriented at school. They complete their assignments in a timely manner without being asked. I firmly believe it is 100% the Total Transformation. It truly changed our lives.
Backtalk, lying, even problems with ADD and defiant teens. I'll help you transform the worst behavior problems and get peace and sanity in your home. Guaranteed. Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less and my weekly newsletter free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
And we're back. This is Born on the 4th of July. My special guest today, Cynthia Janik, and her wonderful organization, International Advocates. A fantastic way to get involved, to learn more about how to change this country and this world, actually, for the better. Fantastic goals. Cynthia, again, thanks for being my guest on the show.
Thank you for having me again.
We've got some issues to wrap, and we'll get back into the Gardasil situation. And,
yes.
And, you know, and I don't mean to pick on Merck, because for all of the bad things that are coming forth, I got to tell you that there are some very good things that happened in this company. So we shouldn't just kind of blanket them as being this big, bad wolf, and that's not fair or accurate. However, when money gets involved in the tune of billions of dollars, it's so easy to sidestep and cut corners, and that's one of the things that's wrong with the American healthcare system as it stands today, okay? I want to make that very clear and plain. Now, let's go on and look at more statistics if we can. Vioxx was an incredible revenue producer for Merck, $2.5 billion income stream in sales. You know, and when the studies that were factual came to light, found that they were this drug put people at extremely much higher risk for a stroke and heart disease, heart attacks. Okay, I need to also just kind of draw another parallel. I'm very, very close to this situation when it broke in the 90s. a company called American Home Products. Now, get this. This is just an amazing story, and the saga is still ongoing, by the way. Many of you will probably remember the weight loss, magic weight loss drug called FanFan. What it did, it utilized a grouping of phenobarbital structures, which increased the metabolism, the metabolic rate, basically, of your body to burn fat while you sleep. Remember that saga? What most people don't realize is the information that came in via a radio show that I was hosting, a health show, much like we're doing right here today. I had a gentleman send me a packet of information that absolutely stunned me. And then I forwarded it on to some attorneys who then formed a massive class action lawsuit. And here's what I want to bring out. American Home Products knew by study that this would cause heart valve damage. There's no doubt about that. They knew it, but they budgeted into the cost structure settlement figures. Now, I ask you, Cynthia, and I ask all the listeners, at what point does this become extremely criminal? Everybody makes mistakes. I'll admit that. I manufacture products. Human error happens into the equation. But there's a difference between honest error and knowing what the product is, what the danger of it is, and then budgeting it into the price to cover the adverse effects. Wow.
Yeah, that is a wow. And there's, when I started this back in February of 2007, I have a bad habit of asking why, and I think I asked it too many times, but I have found that there has been and there is scientific data available since the 90s. Like the Gardasil vaccine has L-histidine in it. There's scientific data out there that proves that when you add histidine along with like polysorbate 80, which is a surfactant, you actually get thrombin production. And now thrombin is the key promoter of blood clots. And with Gardasil, you have quite a few young girls are all of a sudden passing away from blood clots.
Right.
But they were on birth control, so it's the fault of the birth control. But there are studies out there that prove that this vaccine will not work. But they're promoting it anyway. It's a great idea. I really do think it's a great idea because when a family loses their mother, I mean, that is heart-wrenching. And if there's a way to do it safely, that would be wonderful. But this isn't it.
Well, most definitely. So, yeah, we've... I got to tell you, this morning I was on the phone with an investigative reporter in the great state of Florida. Her name is Carmen Reynolds, and she is just a fantastically strong-willed investigative journalist. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Retired from the Air Force, I believe, as a colonel.
Wow!
So she knows how to handle herself in high-level circles. She has to.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her about the content of the show. I've asked her to come on and at least a cameo appearance. But she informed me of a few other factors here. She had on her show a gentleman that works for a group called Judicial Watch. It's a watchdog
mm-hmm.
group. Are you aware of Judicial Watch?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Are you aware of Mr. Chris Farrell?
I know I go on their website and I do read the articles they have out there, and they just put a new one out as of June 22nd.
Right. He's saying that there's 30,000 plus confirmed adverse reactions to Gardasil. We're going to take a break. We'll come right back. We're going to actually introduce some of the victims of this Gardasil vaccine. Stay tuned. Don't want to miss this next hour.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Restore the Republic, the social network for the modern revolutionary. Activating the silent masses into action. At RestoreTheRepublic.net, we're seizing power from the globalist world controllers and handing it back to the people. RestoreTheRepublic.net, where patriots rally on the objective. The Liberty Bell tolls once again for a movement on the rise. Make RestoreTheRepublic.net your place to unify and activate the revolution.
Had about enough of the bold-faced lies and propaganda, have you? Republic Magazine exposes the mainstream media garbage for what it is. Grab a stack and take America back. Use Republic Magazine to wake the people and crush the corporate-controlled propaganda machines. Page after glossy page of factual information to fuel the second American revolution. Get it all and more at RepublicMagazine.com.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
And we're back. Yes, once again, the doctor is in. This is Dr. A. Truott filling in for Barbara Jean for this week while she's on a sabbatical on vacation. My guest, my very special guest, Cynthia Janik, the founder of a wonderful, wonderful idea, an international coalition for the of advocates for the people. I love that. International coalition.
Well, it is. I mean, the coalition started, we got our final paperwork, April 16th, and I didn't think it would go really international for about a year or two. But we ended up going international in 2 months.
Fantastic.
We have represented Scotland, England, the Netherlands, Switzerland. We had our first youth group come on board from Argentina. And the website, people look at it. It is international, and the world wants positive change.
So how do people get involved with your group? How do they quote sign up?
What I like them to do is go to the website, read everything we have on there, and if they feel that they're a positive person that's willing to step out of their comfort zone, just send us an email. Go to the contact page and send me an email personally, and I will get back with you. I mean, I love talking to people. I correspond with people around the world. And to me, this is very heartfelt because – I have grandchildren now, and, you know, my children are older, and I would like to see a bright and better future for my grandchildren and for everybody's grandchildren.
Fantastic. Let's get that website out again. www.i-c-a-p.org. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, let's keep going back on the subject matter we had. Your time is going so fast
yeah.
as it does.
And I would like to get into the studies a little bit so everybody understands what goes on with the studies. Because
yeah,
everybody
absolutely.
Says it
go,
is
go ahead with that. First of all, do we have our guest with us? Did Karen or Roxy come on? I guess they're not on yet. Okay, we'll just...
Okay, well, I told them the second hour.
Okay, that's wonderful. We'll just sign for that for the second hour then. Okay, I don't want to leave them holding on the phone.
No.
Go ahead then, and let's talk about these studies.
Okay, now everybody says that the studies are safe. There's a small margin of, you know, difference in adverse events and all these wonderful things to let us believe that the HPV vaccines are safe. Well, during my research into this, and this is with the actual FDA documents on the approval of the HPV, in their final closeout document, which was September 11th of last year, there is a section called New Medical Conditions After Day One, and this is a compilation of all the studies. Okay. Now, when I saw this, I just about fell off my seat. The subjects that had new medical history, that had the Gardasil vaccine during the studies, ended up to be 73.3%. And the placebo was 76.3%. Now, I want to bring everybody's attention to the placebo. Now, a placebo, we think, well, it's that saline. No, not in vaccine studies. It is either the carrier solution, so you can have the polysorbate 80, you can have the sodium borate, you can have all the other chemicals in there, but without the aluminum. But also a placebo can be the everything that's in the vaccine except for the virus-like particles. So you've got aluminum in there, you've got all these chemicals that are damaging to the body. But when the FDA and everybody reads these reports, they just say, oh, 73.3%, 76.3%. There's only a 3.0 percentage difference. This is safe. That's what they're saying.
Yeah.
They're not looking at 73.3%. Almost three-quarters of the study participants had a new medical condition. They're not saying that.
Well, even the placebo, you know, that's huge.
Yeah, but that's because it's not a true placebo.
Yeah, and that's what we've been saying, and we'll have tomorrow we'll have the Vaccine Liberation Group individuals on to give us more incredible statistics, and it's just not the Gardasil vaccine per se.
No, this goes across the board when you can find studies as detailed as Merck, and I must say this about Merck and their paperwork that went to the FDA. Very, very detailed, very concise. I mean, the percentages, it's they're beautiful documents. Because
mm-hmm.
I've been researching also Cervarix because I'm getting reports from overseas because of the International Coalition now. And I went and I tried to look at their paperwork. It is pale in comparison to what the detail that Merck has gone into with their paperwork to the FDA.
Right. And I know what you're talking about. I've read their applications, many of them, for other drugs. Boy, I tell you, they're sparkling, absolutely sparkling. But
yeah.
here's my point. With the latest revelations on March 11th from Dr. Rubin, how much can we trust that? 21 studies fabricated. I mean, you can go in and generate any type of sparkling-looking report, It's just like I have a watch on my wrist right now. I'm looking at it.
Uh-huh.
It's a little cheap thing from Walmart, okay? It's an expensive little watch.
Yeah.
I wear it because, you know what? It's never been wrong. I have a very expensive watch. The first time I put it on, it stopped working. And, yeah, it didn't tell me the right time. And I don't wear that except for dress-up because I don't trust it anymore.
Right.
Okay.
I know. I've got the same thing. I've got a cheap little watch on my hand, and it's got a little battery in it. And this little beggar, it runs and runs, and it is right on time all the time. But I have, like you have a dress-up watch, I have five dress-up watches because I'm female, and none of them keep correct time, so they stay in my jewelry box.
There you go.
But it's
so
like...
what I'm saying is it looks good for show and for dress-up.
Right.
But how much can we, the people, trust it? And I guess the whole thrust of these meetings... Are these radio shows is just to tell people, don't trust what you see on the boob tube. These wonderful commercials, everything you might read in the newspaper about it, you kind of dig deeper. You're talking about your most precious and most vital asset, your health and your well-being. Don't play around with this, folks. Take responsibility from you. Don't give it to the white coats or those people, the talking heads, to tell you what's best for you. We're going to give you solid evidence, folks, that there is a substantial risk involved with taking any vaccine, especially Gardasil. Now,
I advocate everybody that I speak to, and I tell them, you know, don't listen to only me. I'm just the messenger. Do your own research. Go out there. It is there on the Internet. Make your own educated decision.
Exactly. Exactly. But, you know, I think for the large part, Americans have become lazy. They become dumbed down. A lot of them have been so heavily vaccinated in their early childhood years that, frankly, their brain is not what it should be.
Well, there's another reason behind that, too. We're the only country in the world that puts fluoride in our water.
Absolutely.
And, you know, that's a whole other story in itself for another day.
Yes, indeed. We can. I ought to send you a copy of my book that I've written on the subject of fluoride.
I'd love that.
It's called Secret Assassins in Food and Water. So,
yes.
Yeah, you bet. Absolutely done by, I have to say, malevolent design. These people that are doing this are not stupid. They do know what the results will be. They want those results. You know, a bunch of people with just enough IQ to get into work, do 8 hours of their labor, come home, get their paycheck, crack open their beer, and watch people playing with their balls on TV is what they want.
Now,
yeah, I gotta say that.
Yeah, they want everybody to the point of stress.
Yes.
Or when they get home from their job, that is all they are able to do. Because if you look at what happened during the Depression, people were so stressed, they believed everything. And that's why we had the New Deal.
Yes, indeed. And now more than ever, we need a voice of common sense and unifying people of like mind. And again, that's why I'm so happy to have you on the show today.
Oh, thank you.
And it's, again, International Coalition of Advocates for the People, We the People, a wonderful, wonderful organization. Okay, let's, you want to cover any more of the statistics?
Well, there's one thing I do want to make a mention is that recently FDA, you know, required Merck to update their labeling. And this is what, you know, doesn't come out is the side effects. But they upgraded the labeling under warnings and precautions that to note that individuals who faint sometimes have tonic-clonic, which is jerking, movements and seizure-like activity. Now, there's nothing like seizure-like activity. It is either a seizure or it is not a seizure.
Or they're faking it.
Oh yeah, that's a good fake, I'll tell
you. That's a good fake.
But this just, you know, tells me that the FDA is admitting, and so is Merck, because they're going to, they're upgrading their labeling, that seizures can happen with this vaccine.
Well,
so, and that is, I know young women now that are having seizure-like activities. They're having migraines. There's young girls out there that were athletic and vibrant, 4.0 grade point averages. The world was their oyster, and they're now disabled. So please, read everything that you can find on this vaccine.
Yeah, very well said. Let's look at some other factors here.
Yes.
You know, to get a vaccine approved by the Food and Drug Administration, it's an absolute long road to hoe. On the average, I don't know where the statistics are specifically, but when I did my studies on it, on the average, about $100 million is what it takes to get something approved by the FDA of this nature. And not to mention literally years of research study to go into it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, hopefully those are legitimate studies that haven't been falsified or paid off, you know, to make a false claim, right? But the fact is, there is a process. And one of my good friends and associates is a retired investigator for the FDA. He was one of their top enforcement officers, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the horror stories he has told me about undercover briberies, money being exchanged, it's just when you're talking about hundreds of millions and even billions of dollars, golly, you know, it's so easy to grease the wheel, so to speak.
Right. Well, in September, I had the privilege to meet one of the researchers of the Brazilian study with the HPV vaccine, and I didn't express to him who I was because he probably wouldn't have talked to me. But anyway, I asked him, I says, did you test the L-histidine before putting it in a vaccine environment since it has never been used in a vaccine before? And he says, well, why should I? Why should we? It's only an amino acid. And it's
well,
like, I couldn't believe it. But there, it's like, everything I've learned is just, it floors me because it's like, I think, in my opinion, I think they're cutting corners. They're paying these scientists, you know, $4,600 to do speaking engagements. I mean, well, look at what has happened with Dr. Harper. She spoke out as far as Merck's HPV vaccine. She also spoke out as far as the cervix HPV vaccine, and she's no longer at the university that she was at when she was doing the study. She has moved on, and she doesn't think the vaccines are that safe and that we won't know what the side effects of these vaccines are for years down the road. She thinks they released it too soon, and this is one of the lead features.
The other thing I wanted to point out, we've got, this has been, what, 3 years now since it was introduced?
Yes.
And we have, according to the Judicial Watch, well over 30,000 adverse effects. We really don't know. Those are just the ones that have been reported. We really don't know how many total. Maybe you blame on other factors. And we don't know the total specific percentages of side effects. That's going to be coming much later. We're compiling this only 3 years. We don't know what's going to happen in 5 years, 10 years, et cetera. Just like I said earlier, American Home Products, they knew about it. They actually had their human case studies as well as their animal studies showing the heart valve damage, okay? But they thought they could sell enough to make enough of a tidy profit not to worry about it. Now, what's really criminal, I got to tell you this, what's really criminal, in my opinion, is here you have this these class action lawsuits. AHP is allowed to change its corporate structure and its name into Wyeth Laboratories. Uh-huh. And the very first thing that George W. Bush did as when he took the seat in the Oval Office is to sign legislation protecting Wyeth and AHP and basically disenfranchising those people waiting for their class action settlements.
Right.
The second and third thing he did was just to make it very, very difficult for people to place lawsuits against these big pharma for damaging drugs and vaccines.
Right.
And to that end, there's a blanket protection now for any of these influenza viruses that are coming out. In other words, if not if, but when this swine flu vaccine becomes forced on you, and when you get sick and die or become crippled, there's no recourse in the courts. Hang on, we'll be right back for the next segment. This is Dr. H. Roth. This is Born on the 4th of July. We'll be right back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
And we're back. This is the Wednesday, June 24th edition of Born on the 4th of July. And with my guest today is Cynthia Janik, founder and director of the International Coalition of Advocates for the People. And I just made a big mistake. It's, we really got to jump on this, Cynthia, and with both feet, I think. Let people know the inherent danger in having any foreign object, whether it's live virus, whether it's a whole slate of adjuvants, what the case may be, having that forcibly put into your vein. We are facing an epic crisis in this country in the next 2 or 3 months. Let me explain what I'm talking about. There is a my sources have informed me, and they've never been wrong so far, that there's a movement now wanting to vaccinate, first of all, with this experimental swine flu vaccine, all school-age children. Any school that's receiving federal funds, which is virtually every public school, will be required to have their children line up and get this vaccine, and then the school will become a vaccination center, a forced vaccine for this pandemic flu that the World Health Organization has foisted upon us.
Right.
We've got to understand this, folks. We've got to stand up. We the people, the societies as a whole, has got to say, what about my constitutional rights, the right to health, the right to freedom and liberty? How is being forced to take a foreign substance being placed into my pristine blood, my pure blood, by the state, by a needle, how is that supporting my constitutional rights? I say it's the worst affront on personal liberties that we can ever think of.
Yeah.
We've got to understand that is the agenda. That is
right.
The plan as it's standing right this minute today.
And
24th.
This actually goes, that agenda goes way back. And this comes from the World Health Organization, and it's called Human Development Strategies for the 1990s. And their target is complete immunization of all children. And then when you go further and search through the World Health Organization's website, you'll find another document, and in that document, on page 5, there's a title, Global Immunization Vision and Strategy. And in this, on that page, it says, expanding the reach of immunization to every eligible person. Now, the problem here is, it's like with me, with these flu vaccines, they're going to be cultured on eggs. I am allergic to eggs. So I cannot have this vaccine. They're going to go into the schools, and these nurses will not know the history of these children. They're going to be injecting these vaccines, which odds are majority.
Go ahead, finish your thought.
Oh, the majority of the vaccines have mercury in them, into children, and they do not know their medical history. That
very
in
good.
Itself is the biggest red flag in the world to me.
Yes, there's more red flags. Let's look at what's really going to go into these so-called vaccines. This is Born on the 4th of July, Dr. A. Truat with Cynthia Janik. We'll be back right after this short break.
With recent